At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rick Talkett, head coach of the Vancouver Canucks, has the shiniest bald head I've ever seen. I don't know if it's the lights or like it's like he stuck his head in a bowling ball like cleaner. Like, you know what I mean?
Right, so right. It glistens.
So of his assistant coach, whatever they're using, you know, they have a sponsor or something, like before the game.
He's waxing it.
You know, they go out there like and they clap like I swear to God, like they started the period. Yeah, but you and I are bald. I don't have that, like, I don't even like the glistening thing, sort of, but, it, like, he's got that sort of, like, it's just glistening ball, like, you can see the ice in the puck and the reflection cam on his forehead type thing. Like, he's,
you know,
like, he's like Homer Simpson.
Wax. Like, it's like there he's buffing Mustangs. It's like it's turtle wax.
I used to know a sales guy price. Like that. He had the most bald, like, shiny head. And I was like, what's that smell, man? You're right. Like, he was putting some sort of wax on his head or something.
Yep.
I don't do that, Curtis. You put anything on your head? I don't. I don't need to be any shinier.
No, I'm actually good.
There's no other. Do you? I'm looking there.
You're like Homer Simpson. Curtis, you're hanging on to the last few.
I'm going to say you're right, like George Costanza, Kim. He's hanging on to the last scraps of a once proud society of hair.
One day he's just like, hey, Coach, just get out of
there. You just don't want to become like me. You know, it's just do it. You don't want to just do it?
My wife gets annoyed when I buzz it. I've let this grow for, I don't know, a month or so. I used to like buzz it every other week, and she hates it when I do that. But I've been doing that for decades. I like it short. I don't like dealing with
it. I'm like Homer Simpson, too. You can't see it, but I literally have like one little hair on top here. I forget the shape. I got one like thing sticking out. It's like Homer when he lost it. Oh, my God, my hair. He lost his one thing.
I was going bald as a junior high school.
Credit, though? Whatever gel you're using, it's very moisturized. Like, a lot of guys who shave it bald have, like, the scabs and stuff like that. You do pretty good. Like, I see a lot of guys, I'm like, what are you doing to the top of your head? It needs moisturization here. But yours is pretty lubricated. Looks pretty good.
I appreciate that. Sorry, Joe. I'm just looking at talking about bald heads.
That's what I have to write up for this. That's great.
I'm looking in the chat here, and sorry, George, but people are saying, is George really arguing he's not bald?
You can't see because I'm blonde, and there's hair, guys.
He's not bald. He's got a little bit.
What if, Cam, if it's a police lineup, okay, like if Kurt committed a crime, would you say it was a bald dude that was just here or not a bald dude that was just here?
Cam will see it
I'd
next
say
week,
bald guy. I'd say bald guy.
I'll gel it up next week for our next show. I'll gel it up so you can see the hair.
See that.
You can't see it with lights. With the white lights, you cannot see my hair.
I'm not sure you can get tons. But anyway, we'll give it a shot.
You know who you look like, Kurtz? You look like a member of the Beach Boys.
I really like that. Hey, Beach Boys are great.
You have the shirt. You sort of the same like hair. You're losing the hair there.
I just
saw the Seinfeld episode last night about that, about George and Elaine's boyfriend was losing his hair. And George talked about a once proud society on top of his head that, and Elaine told him, you're just clinging to scraps.
There's the thing about baldness.
You know what, Kurt, you still have a little bit, though. Sorry, Cam, you still have a little bit. You have time for the hair transplant, Kurtz. You can just sort of sublimate it.
I am married with children.
Next thing you know,
George, you just go. Road game, like it's not. Hey, you just go in. They're thickening shampoos. Like it's just. Hey, you want to give? Hey, you're not done yet. The worst is the guy.
Bosley.
I'm good.
He's got the like the.
I guess my wife demanded it. It's not happening.
Like You've always been good. The minute you lost your metal hair, you're like, I'm done. I'm just going to shave it. It's a dome. Like, it's let's go.
I still hung
it's
on smart. For a little while, but I realized
you didn't
that.
Hang
go.
On. Now,
not
some
too
guys
long.
Really uh-huh. hang on.
Like, no, I know. I realized fast. Yeah. It's like Costanza said, you can't have the look of disappointment, Cam, the first time you take your hat off if you're with a girl.
That's
it's like the look of disappointment. It's all good until, you know what I mean?
My it depends problem how you look with it.
I got
you
too
look,
much
you look
hair.
Good with
like,
it.
I got like a little bit, one. But it's, I got a little bit of back, but it's gold. It's like the golden bear. Like those guys who have like jet black, I feel sorry for those guys because that's tough. That's a tough pill to swallow. Yeah.
This all started because I noticed how shiny Rick Tocchet's head was. I'm like, damn, this guy's head shiny.
Yeah, turtle wax head. Beautiful.
One turtle. He should get a sponsor. 1-0 for the Vancouver Canucks. Right now, 15 minutes left in the game. 4-3 for the Dodgers still. 4-3 for the Dodgers. And Ohtani, man, is he ever going to hit a freaking home run or what, man?
This gambling stuff has really ruined his chi, man. It's not been good for business, like for all the prop. And it came out, how many people had home runs overs? This, it's just not cool.
He's hitting 250 on the season now.
What does home run prop down to, by the way?
It'll get better. But not a good start.
They probably took it down the season one because they're playing right now. We'll check the in-game after in the morning. 5-0 Dallas Stars. 1-0 Vancouver Canucks. 4-2 Abbotsford. Good. I was on the Kings. 4-2 Abbotsford over to Manitoba Moose. That's a good name for a team, the Manitoba Moose. All right, hold on. We got to welcome our AM radio affiliates here. Oh, yeah. Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Brecht. You know, players, officers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Stephon Diggs is a Houston Texan. As the wheels continue to turn as the NFL draft rapidly approaches. Countdown to the final four is on. Cam Stewart's in the house with us. Ian Cameron's going to step up in a couple of minutes. George Kurtz on the way out for the Sports Grid Radio and Television Network. Shout out to everyone joining us on the 50,000-watt juggernaut on your 1090 ESPN Radio in the house. George, light day tomorrow, Major League Baseball. It's a travel day going into the weekend with the weekend series. But we got a double header with Detroit and the New York Mets. Pittsburgh Pirates and the Nationals are on the board. Guardians and Twins. Marlins and Cardinals. White Sox and Royals. Man, this is not exactly the most glamorous baseball menu tomorrow, bro.
No, it's ugly. The Mets and Tigers will play, by the way. The rain's supposed to stop here by 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, so they will play there. 40 degrees. It's going to be a miserable day at Citi Field, almost at Chase Stadium there. Really want to take that under, but the books have it at 7. That's going to be rough here. But I don't think many runs are coming tomorrow here. And then Scooble's going to go in the second game, I believe, too. I don't think runs are coming in that game either. I'm going to be looking at the under in both these games here.
Man, what are you going to be betting on tomorrow? There's a lot of NHL games tomorrow.
It's NHL is heavy tomorrow.
For me, the NIT. It's a calm before the storm. Then Friday, we got the women's game and stuff. Wow, we didn't get to the Caitlin Clark video. I wanted to get to that. Kurtz has seen it. We'll play it it on the
Royals.
Other side.
The Royals are a nice parlay piece.
Who? Kansas City?
Kansas City, yeah. Over Chicago?
I'm thinking.
Damn right.
Sorry, my head's just spinning. And I tell you what. The Royals are going to be competitive. They battled Baltimore. They beat them last night. They hung around today. I think the Royals, Kurtz, when they start playing some bad teams, will be okay, actually.
They'll be a 75-77 win team. When Regan's on the mound, you want him. He's great. He out-battled Burns today. He's fantastic. He is the left-handed DeGrom there. They've got some good hitters. You know, Bobby Witt's an excellent player. Pasquatina will start the hit here. Salvador Perez is not done. They're not a terrible team.
George Kurtz out. Ian Cameron in. Thanks, George.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
He's got the money.
This is Sports Rage. I cannot believe it. The George Kurtz bet on Ohtani to hit a home run, and he said, I'm out. I'm not doing it anymore. Ohtani has finally just hit the home run right now. a girl in right field got the ball, and security was all over right away. She just left with them. So clearly they want the ball for Ohtani. So the question is, I ask you, Cam Stewart, what do you want for the ball? They're going to offer like tickets, a suite for your game, autographed bat. They're going to say, all right, we're going to give you like Ohtani swag. We're going to get you a bat, an autographed ball, probably like four, you know, a luxury suite for a game. I wouldn't want to be a jerk about it. I'm a Dodger fan and stuff, but I'd be like, listen, I want $50,000. Cut a check for $50K, and the ball is yours. And I have no tickets or anything. Just give me the $50K.
You know what, Marantz?
And then I'd start at 50, and I'd accept, like, you know, sort of like, all right, 20, like, 25,000 is fair, I think. Give me 25. That's like nothing. The guy's making $70 million a year.
I'm surprised.
What do you want, 100K? Cam, you want 100?
It's like we had a role reversal here. Like, you're Scottish now? Like, no. We start this thing at 100.
No, I'm just being realistic. It's the first home run. It's not like an epic home run, but it's his first home run as a Dodger.
It's his first home run as a Dodger. He's going to be playing for them for what?
So you want 100K? What do you want?
We start at 100, and then you start greasing me with stuff, and then we'll talk. But I'm not walking out with anything less than 50K cash, and I want all the goodies, everything. And if not, I'll go home with my ball, and I'll put it in my safe, and you can talk
to me. You know what, actually? I got to be honest, too. I would just be like, listen, you're Shohei Ohtani. I can get a lot of money for this ball on the market. Like, it's nothing personal, but you're going to have to match what the market is. And that's, you know what? I would actually tell him, you're going to need to wait. Like, I'd be on my phone right now. Let's bring him a bat. I'd be on my phone right now, and I'd be trying to find out, what is this ball actually worth for real? Remember, Aaron Judge said he wouldn't pay for it last year. And now those were, like, memorable home runs. And he said, I'm not paying for it. He goes, I like it, but I'm not going to pay for it. Most players won't pay for it. Ohtani strikes me like the type of dude that actually likes to keep things like this. It's just my gut feel that he actually would want the ball. Some guys don't care. I think he would want it. The fact that I'm surprised Dodger security were on this girl like it was Mickey Mantle's like last home run ever or something. Like they were like, boom,
I gotta be honest
come with us.
You know, this ball, now they know who the girl is. I hope she's got security, a good safe, because one night she's going to be walking in L.A. and there could be some higher
dude,
goons.
I know that parking lot on the way out. Yeah. If she's smart, she takes her jacket off. Don't walk out with the same clothes that everyone just saw you on TV. Take your jacket and hat off and stuff. Put your hair in a ponytail.
I'll pay a security guard to take me door to door. And, like, I need a safe that can't be moved out of my house. Like, there's a lot of precautions we need to take now.
That's why, too. Now, she's a target, too. But you know what she did? She went like this to the whole stadium. Yeah, like, I got the ball. I got the ball. You're right. Like I guarantee you. People in L.A. are calling right now. They're like, check out what lot she leaves in, guys, tonight. I just check her out. Like, what's up, Babano? How you doing? How much do you want, Babano, for the ball?
Yeah, he won like $30K. And he
I think Ohtani's going to want that ball. And then he's going to turn it into gambling money, fund his account. Let's go.
Babano.
You couldn't just say him. Well, he's going to give it to them. You think the bookie doesn't want the ball. He wants the money, Babano.
Yeah, he wants money.
Ohtani's interpreter would be like to the guy, hey, can I give you the ball? I got the ball. But he'd be like, no, bro, that's like, I'll knock $50K off the $4 mil you owe me. Yeah, I'm not giving you $4 mil for this ball.
What? Oh, man.
We're going to find out. We find out everything. We're going to find out what they got for the ball. What
that
was the last
was
one?
Significant for me, guys. That cashed the team total on the Dodgers. So I was very happy to see it.
Nice, Babano. Who needs a ball when you got the team total?
Well, you know what, Babano? It was significant for me, too. I bet Ohtani didn't hit a home run in every game so far this year. This is the first time he actually did. Yeah, so it's about time.
He didn't abandon ship and then not be on it when he finally did hit it. So good job sticking with
even,
it.
You know what's crazy? I actually doubled my unit tonight on it. I've been going crazy with it, but tonight I was like, you know what? Tonight's the night. If it's not tonight, it's going to, like, it's coming. I had a good feeling about tonight with that. So, yeah, 5-3 right now. So, Ian Cameron, one of the ice guys in the house with us right now, Babano Betts online. What do you think about this game, Babano, right now? 1-0 for the Vancouver Canucks. They're out shooting the Coyotes 28-12, but it's like a soccer game. It's where they just can't, like, pull away. Hopefully they can hang on. I'm on the Canucks. What do you think of this game?
Yeah, it's been low scoring. I wasn't sure we would get a game like this where it's that tight. I mean, you could jump in on a live team total on Vancouver right now, because you know if Arizona's trailing, they're going to have to pull the goalie. What I would do is I would wait, though. See if this Vancouver over 1.5 drops to, you know, minus 150, minus 140 or better. You're going to need, obviously, Vancouver to stay at 1, but, you know, they've been at 1 for a long time now. So that's probably something I'd be interested in. They can add an empty net goal, Arizona pulling the goalie. So we'll see if that 1.5 comes in range later on in the show.
The in-game total for the game right now is 2.5. Over 2.5 is minus 170. The Canucks -1.5 is +100 right now, Cam. But you're on Phoenix, and you're on Phoenix +2.5 as well, right? So you're not the right guy to talk to. What are you going to do with this?
No, I don't know, boy. Gabe. I'm going to wait for
the,
this
here
game.
Come the Coyotes.
Did Arizona score? Did they score?
No.
They nearly did.
And there's a penalty coming up to Vancouver.
I think I'll just hold my cards, Morency. I'm just going to hold them for a while and see what happens in this game.
By the way, Archer Stulov's in net for Vancouver tonight.
Arizona +350 right now, only down 1-0. Trying to bait people in there.
They almost got me again.
Dodgers are up 5-3 right now, top of 8th. There's 2 out, nobody on right now. Dodgers are rolling. San Francisco going to be down to the last couple of bats. The Phoenix Suns are rolling 114-95 right now. So the markets are sort of starting to come to a close. There's a lighter night tomorrow on the Major League Baseball diamonds. We have the NIT final, though, tomorrow night. On the other side, we'll get into the men's Final Four with Ian Cameron and Cam. Cam's got his golf picks. And then we've got the women's Final Four that resumes on Friday, which is going to be lit, actually. And you know what? Get that video, guys. I think we got time before the break here. We got to get the video of Caitlin Clark up here. Put it into work, and as we stated, it actually looks like a good time. We should have a contest like this. Well, we'll take 100 shots each, Kim. 100 threes, 100 free throws. It'll take us like 12 hours. Like, that's a lot of shots. It's going to wipe us out.
Can we start at 25 and see where we go?
Well, downscale, we'll do 10 of each. How's 10 of each? Yeah, we'll do 10 threes, 10 free throws, and 10.
100. Okay.
Yeah, roll the tape here. This is Caitlin Clark's summer routine in which she goes back and forth. A little get some running in. Ooh. Some dribbling in. Yeah, she takes 100 threes, 100 mid-range jumpers, and 100 free throws.
Wow.
She doesn't miss.
No, but listen to the net. It's just like...
She is so pure.
It's like perfect. Like they're not... It doesn't even hit the rim. Look, they don't hit the rim.
Stroke perfect, yeah.
They don't hit the rim. Nothing like... It's insane, the accuracy.
You're right. You can't do it any better.
Oh, she hit the rim there.
233 out of 300. See, here she is. This is kind of your routine. Yeah. How do you feel about 233?
I think it's a good number. Threes were a little bit, I wouldn't say lower. I'll still take 63, but I want to be more so around 70 if I can. Yeah. 81 mid-range is really, really good. Usually around 75 there. And anytime I can get to around 90 out of 100 free throws, I like that number.
Wow. Damn right you do.
Pretty impressive.
It's impressive. She's going to be in that three-point shooting competition. They incorporate the women now in the three-point shooting competitions at the All-Star weekend for the NBA. So I can see her
in
that.
She's going to win.
Yeah.
She'll win. I agree.
Sabrina nearly beat Curry.
Yep.
I bet her.
Her and Sabrina, man, like the WNBA. Think about it, though. Like, we don't even need the men. Oh, dear God. You knew it was going to have to happen. The Coyotes just scored.
Uh-oh.
Oh!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Man, why did I get in on that over 2.5, man? Shoulda, coulda, woulda. It's 3.5 right now. Cam's Coyotes. -110, the Canucks. Just like that. We were just talking about it. We're like, wow. The Canucks, Babano, were -500 before that goal. The Coyotes were up to plus 370, Cam. Now they're minus 110, just like that with one goal. It's crazy.
You know what, Morency? I was so close to cashing out some golf stuff to hit it at that number, and I just didn't do it. And that's the whole damn problem with golf. I got too many damn bets, and I could have done that, and I could have hit it at plus 3-4, and then I could have came back.
You
could
have rebet your golf again, yeah. Then you could have even rebet the golf again after, because you would have got the money.
Yes.
You could have got it on the golf course stuff.
You know me, man. Damn pawn shop. I got too many bets. That's my problem, always.
I've done a nice job. I don't know about you guys, but I've done a nice job at this one book. I played the season opener with the Dodgers in Korea. So I played that night, and I took UConn to win the championship before the NCAA tournament started. So, but man, I put $150 on it. So Dodgers to beat San Diego in the first game of the year, which they did, and UConn to win the championship. $150 pays $1,107.14 back.
Nice.
They are currently offering... They are current, yeah, it's pretty good. Turn 150 into 1100. That's a nice hit there. If they win, but they're offering me right now $681, guys. So I bet 150. I could cash out for 681 right now. And I'm not gonna lie, there's been a couple of times where like there was in game and I needed more money and I looked. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not getting screwed for $500. I'm standing strong here, Babado and Cam. I'm not losing $500 on this.
I'm going to tell you, Morency, in states of depression, like I've cashed out Scottie Scheffler's stuff and he wins the tournament, and then I want to just jump through the
window. That's bad. Yeah,
like,
that's worse. No, yeah, that's, I hate that. Yeah.
And I'm looking at what I would have won. I'm like, you stupid stooge. The good news is I got UConn. Gabe, remember way at the start of the year we talked about it? I've been on this team for a long time after a loss. I think it's 13 or 14-1. And my other bet they haven't given me yet is San Jose Sharks, worst team in the NHL. Plus 425 at the start of the year. Can't you just give it to me and mathematically win?
Oh, that's
a good bet.
Yeah.
Waiting until the end. Yeah, so I'm waiting on some money, too.
That was a good bet.
Thank you.
Sharks, worst team
in the
league.
Where's the futures monies for Cam? Yeah, exactly.
You know what? Some books will pay you when the other teams are like, they'll pay you early.
Yeah.
And some won't. And it's funny, the books that don't are dumb because – people lose the money. I've done it. Yeah, because you're going to get paid right now for it. You're just going to bet it. You'll be like, oh, I got paid for the
Masters
Sharks. You start clicking right away. I got paid for that Shark bet.
It's like Peter Griffin. Don't you want my money? I'm just going to give it to you anyway.
So why wouldn't you just give it back to the bettor right away? I told the famous story during that stupid Super Bowl with New England and Seattle, and books didn't always pay that early before. But that Super Bowl with the Patriots and the Seahawks, I won like almost every prop that I took. And I won like, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 in the game within props. You know, Tom Brady passing, blah, 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 all these props I hit. Except they kept paying me during the game, which didn't happen before. Right? In the old days, you get paid after the game. But I kept getting paid. And on the last drive, I put it all on Seattle. I cashed it out, and I was like, Seattle are going to go down the field. They're going to score. I was like, yeah, I said, sometimes you got to show balls in betting, and this is the time. 4,000. I took it all, and I was like, go on the drive. Let's go. I'll never forget. I was sitting there alone. I'm watching, and I started marching down the field. I made it to the one. I was like, God, this is going to be awesome. I'm going to get like $10,000 back in like a minute. They're about to score. And then they, of course, threw the ball for whatever reason, Cam.
Morency, I was
on the 1 yard line too. I went all the way down to the end. I'm like, oh yeah.
I remember I snapped. I didn't even wait for my money. And the winner on the Hawaii trip is Jerry Smith. I threw down the microphone and ran outside like that. I flipped out. I'm like, you stupid Seahawks.
Stay. I'm like, you stupid idiot. Like, who the F would throw the ball there? Like, what are you doing, bro? Like, God. Like that cost me. Like, oh, brutal, brutal.
Yep.
So this stupid hockey game 1-1 right now. But Ohtani does go deep, but we hit it, and Kurtz was with us earlier. And he goes, oh, I'm out. I'm not doing it anymore. I wish he was with us still right now, and I would really rub it in. Yeah. Yeah. So, Babano, let's get to the men's Final Four. NC State, these guys have been unbelievable. The teams that they've beaten, super impressive. New Mexico, Baylor, Arizona, Duke. One after another, they've just knocked off these, you know, great basketball teams. Very, very impressive. Now they get the Purdue Boilermakers. Who do you like in this game? Right now it's 9 and 146. What do you think about this? 11 versus 1 seed.
I mean, it's impossible for me to abandon the ship now. I mean, we've been riding this NC State wave now for a few games here in the tournament. We had them plus the points in the money line against Duke. We had them before that against Marquette. How do I abandon ship on this basketball team right now with everything they've done? You almost have to treat NC State like they're a completely different team than the one we saw from November to early March, because they are. You know, that was a middling 500 team, mediocrity. And since the ACC tournament, this is an elite team that is playing like one of the best teams in the country. Okay, that's how you have to classify NC State right now. Forget about everything before that. DJ Burns, I think he can, you know, give Edie at least some trouble, at least battle him in the paint in this game. And more importantly, the supporting cast for NC State doesn't get enough credit. DJ Horn, what he's done. Marcel, what he's done. O'Connell has been excellent. Mohamed Diarra.
That kid's great.
This is a team that is playing complete ball right now, NC State.
O'Connell, the white kid, the guard?
Dude,
if it wasn't for him, if it wasn't for him, they wouldn't even be here. He's the one that hit the three against Virginia when I was live, Cam. Remember that night in Virginia?
Yes.
If Virginia hits one more free throw,
you're right.
NC State aren't even here. Like, Virginia were leading by three with 5 seconds left, and Buddy bricks the free throws. Sorry, they're winning by two with 5 seconds left. He hit the first free throw. He made it three. He bricks the second one. And then, as you stated, Babano, the O'Connell kid comes down and banks a three, sends it to OT. Otherwise, they're not even in a damn NCAA tournament. Unbelievable, huh?
Great unbelievable run.
I'll tell you something, though, too.
It's just like Virginia, Cam, when you won your Virginia future bet.
Yeah.
They won so many games where it was like, man, you guys, like, the ball was out of bounds off the Buddy's, like, jersey, and Virginia got the ball once. It was like you could not have been more lucky, but it was that's the way it works. That's the way it works. Like, North Carolina were literally a Virginia Cavalier free throw away from being eliminated in the second damn game of the ACC tournament in Babano, and here they are now, 3 weeks later. It's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
I just find this amazing, Gabe, how a kid was playing lacrosse. It just tells you how superior these athletes are. Like, he's a wicked lacrosse player. Like, he could have gone pro, and then he just steps on the basketball court, and he's money, too. Like, these new breed of athletes, like, they do it all. Like, it's very impressive.
Look at the guy in the UFL. He'd never taken a field goal in his life, and he kicked a 64-yarder.
Well, for Michigan, that was incredible.
Yeah, but you know what, Babano? They kept saying during the game, he hasn't attempted a kick since high school. He never took a kick in high school.
Are you kidding
me? He's a kickoff specialist, Cam. No, he's never attempted a field goal in a game before.
And he kicks a 64-yarder?
He went to Arkansas, and he was the backup field goal kicker, but he was the kickoff guy because he has his leg. Mm. He used to boot it into the stands all the time. And then he became a soccer player at Central Arkansas. And he actually has been to two NFL camps before. He's been to, I think, the Bucks and the Jags or whatever. Like, he's been to NFL camps before. That's how he was good enough without any experience, really, to get into UFL. They said, this kid really does have a leg.
What about Dallas's kicker, Gabe? He was another guy. He came from the
UFL, too, or the XFL. Yeah. He came from the USFL, too.
That guy's wicked.
Oh, the NFL is definitely keeping their eye on these UFL kickers, guys. It's proven.
Mm-hmm.
If you make kicks in this league, you'll make it to the NFL. Well, you'll get a chance.
Yep. Good call.
Let's be real, though. It's easier to hit. It was a great kick, but it's not the same
Brandon Aubrey? Could he be? He could be. It's not out of the question.
Yeah, but what happened? Didn't that guy on the Cowboys start to get bad as soon as it mattered late in the season? He was amazing all year, and then as soon as the pressure was on. I remember that. Good kicker.
I think he did pretty good. Like, I think he was actually
started missing extra points late. He was impenetrable at first, Cam. He made his first 20 kicks or something, but reality kicked in, and he sort of got lost, like, off that track. But get this. Take a guess here. I don't know if you guys saw him. You probably didn't see my tweets about it, but, like, so what's the longest field goal? That was 64 yards. What's the longest field goal in NFL history, Cam?
Isn't it – was it Dempsey, 64?
Yeah, good call. The guy with the half foot. Remember the guy used to, he didn't have toes?
Yeah.
That was 62 in the old days. That was 62.
Oh, that was 64. Okay.
Justin Tucker, a couple of years ago, kicked a 66-yarder at the buzzer to beat the Lions.
That was going to be my second guess.
And what's crazy, guys, is this guy just hit a 64-yarder in the same stadium. You figure all these records would be in Denver, right? Like, you know, Ford Field has this. So, 64-yarder, 66-yarder.
Paradise, Ford Field.
CFL record. What do you guys think the CFL record is?
Oh. 58?
Close. 62.
Oh, man.
Did Louis Pataglia do it? Louis?
No, it slips my mind. I saw it. I can get. I'll get it for you. It was a BC
that Riders kick. I'm trying to think.
No, those guys didn't have the big cannons. It was a more modern cannon. It was a more modern guy.
He could have kicked something like that. He was excellent.
You know what it is, though? Yeah. CFL ball is a little bit bigger, tougher to fly.
It is.
Colder weather, CFL. Like, it's just, it's a little different dynamic. You know what I mean? But get this, guys. The all-time record, 69-yard field goal in 1976. Some dude on Albaline Christian did it. Wow, must have been windy as hell.
Yep. So, no. We have to talk about this after the break because it's coming up. So, the two longest kicks are at Ford Field. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I was at the game when the Seahawks played. There's a wind tunnel there. It could work both. Like, there's a lot. Even Chris Berman talks about it on the old primetime show.
So, maybe there's some AC thing going on there.
Oh,
that, yeah.
Alan Umaranci, there's some weird stuff going on because Norm Johnson never used to miss.
Well, clearly it's favorable for kickers. They had a 66-yarder and a 64-yarder. Yes, sir. I didn't want to say anything. There's a $1.45 left, but let's go Nucks.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. Yeah, 669-yarder. Me and Joe Lisi got into this, actually. And, of course, you know Lisi, Kim. There was crossbar and uprights and stuff at the media center at the Super Bowl in Vegas. Yep. Toyota had, like, a truck and, like, the goalposts and everything, but it was right beside me and Lisi. So, you know, Lisi, hey Morency, how far you think you will make a kick from here? I don't mean, so me started talking. So, of course, Joe's like, I could do 45, I think. Like, you ain't doing 45, Joe. I was like, I said, no, let's see. I want to do it, but there were too many people. But I used to go to this empty football field. It was AstroTurf, and I had a tee. I was by myself. And I used to go, and I was pretty good. Like, 25, I would drill it through. Well, it wasn't pretty, like, you know what I mean? But I would make it. 30, I could do it. 35 was like kind of like my longest. I tried 40, I'd start to fall short. It would wave off and stuff like that. I don't think I could kick a 35-yarder now. I would say confidently, and everyone always talks through their ass and thinks they can do everything easily. I will say, Cam, I could hit like a 20-yarder. Like if you put me on a 20-yard line, I could hit that. But 30, 35, agreed. I would shank it probably.
I can't lie to you. We were in the high school football, and we needed to win this game, and I was our kicker. It was 41 yards, but that was when I played soccer and stuff.
That's
I had
a long
the distance,
kick, 41
but I missed
yards.
It had the distance, but I missed it. And the guys weren't even mad at me afterwards. I thought they were going to go, you idiot. But, no, it's a hard kick. But I used to be our kicker. But, Gabe, I will say this. I gagged in front of Steve Christie when we worked at the store. Remember, like, we went
you
to that
tried
thing
because
he
front
put pressure on me. He's like, he's like, you can do it. I'm like, shank.
He's a nice guy, Steve Christie. Like, I liked him.
I love
kicker,
Steve Christie, man. He's the best. But that's the thing about field goal kicking. People are like, oh, I could do it. I could do it. It's not that easy. It's, like, a lot harder than people think.
Yeah. And then go do it when you got, like, 11 dudes that are 6'7" jumping and putting their hands up and try to kick it over them as well. Like, it's one thing to kick it alone like I was doing. You know what I mean? Whatever. Vancouver Canucks, hang on for the win, 2-1.
Okay, good. Pierre Paul. That's perfect. Okay, I'll take it. Just not 3-1. Okay, I'll deal with that. That's fine.
And for those of you that tuned in earlier on the show, so we hit the Ohtani home run, which was nice, but we gave you that same game parlay we played, and it worked out perfectly. I said under, we hit it under 9.5, and Dodgers, it was plus 110. Dodgers to win and under 9.5 runs, it hits. The game stayed under as well. Ironically enough, the only things we lose tonight, Freddie Freeman does not get over 1.5 total bases, and I think this is the first time this year that Mookie Betts loses the bet, actually. Mookie Betts only had one hit tonight. What a loser, overrated player.
You've been cashing all year. What was the final
Mookie's
score
getting,
again?
Come on, Mookie.
Was it 5-4?
The Dodger Giant final score?
Yeah. Is it 5-4?
You won your run line bet.
Damn right I did. Plus two and a half. My old crazy bets are coming through tonight. But Bano, they offered a plus two and a half on FanDuel.
Yeah, 5-4 like, final score.
The start of the
5-4
game. Like, what? Yeah. It was like 30
So this is two nights in a row. What is it? It's 5-4 last night, too.
Yep. Hey, I cashed my Dodgers team total over, full game over 8.5. I'm happy.
Yeah, see, that's why I like it, too. We're all happy. I did the same game parlay, Mabano. The total was 8.5, but I made it 9.5. I was like, no. I'm going to make it a little more here, 9.5. And I got it plus 110.
Dodgers games. It's just
I'm not betting 8.5. Like, I always make it even. I'm not losing by a half a run on these bets.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, I'm bumping it up. In the same game parlay, they don't let you do even numbers, though. It was like 8.5, 9.5, 10.5. And I was like, I'm not doing 8.5 because I'm going to lose at 9. So I'm going to go. I wanted 10.5, but that was like minus 110. So I was like, I like the plus side of this. So good stuff, man. The Dodgers now 7-2 on the season, guys. So, all right, we'll get to Cam's golf picks in a second here. So, Mabano, I'm with you as far as NC State. Like I said, these guys have matched up well to everybody. What I like about NC State's run, too, guys, is the fact that they win the ACC tournament. They beat North Carolina. They didn't go cold. They went to the tournament. They kept the momentum going. Then you're like, okay, now you're the talk of the town. Didn't go cold. They did it again following weekend, right? Like they seem to be in the zone. And I saw DJ Burns last night at a local Applebee's in Raleigh, and there was like thousands of people and stuff. And I was thinking, come on, man, we got a game in 2 days here, 3 to 4 days. But no, why not? Dude, just keep doing what you're doing. Eat the chicken wings, eat the apps, whatever
exactly.
The hell you're doing.
Just, you know what I mean? Like, just you know,
go
menu.
To Applebee's.
It's working for you.
It was a meet and greet.
Amazing.
But
that's great.
Like I said, I like the fact, and Paul Bovey was with us earlier. He was smart. He brought up the Diarra kid, the kids that's been fasting. Another big body that they can throw at Edie. Yep. Burns. 6'9", 300-pounder Mabano. He's not quite as big as Edie, but at least he won't get pushed around like everybody does, right? He's got that solid anchor. He's not going to get bullied into paint. The guys on Purdue are going to have to step up. I think Purdue survived, but I don't think they win by 10. I got Purdue like, 80-74. I keep coming back to that score, 80-74 per Purdue. And I you can't get in front of UConn, Mabano, unless you want to, are you?
No. No, then that game, the way I'm going to approach it, though, in that game is I like UConn team total over 85.5. I think some books have 86.5, so shop around. But that mid-80s team total with UConn, I think they can hit 90. The one thing that this game reminds me of, it's going to be played at a very safe, guys, to St. John's versus UConn in the Big East tournament a few weeks ago. St. John's played fast, shoot a lot of threes. They're really going to try to drag UConn into an up-and-down affair. That's what you're going to get from Nate Oates in Alabama here. And UConn had no problem scoring anyway in that game. But they didn't cover.
Yeah, it was 95-90 that game.
Yeah, they gave up 90 to St. John's. That's why I don't feel totally comfortable laying 12. But I think they get over that.
I'm going to be greedy.
85.5.
Here's the deal. We got futures on UConn. Gabe, we're not going to get a spread like this. Like, I'm telling you, like, UConn might run them out of the gym, as they did to Illinois in the second half. But you know what? It's a hell of a lot of points against an Alabama team if they're hitting threes and they can run. That's the whole thing. That's a lot of points. So I'm happy with my UConn futures. I might try to get greedy and take a piece of Alabama, 11.5.
I'm looking right now. I want to see, is there an advanced number? There often will be. No, I don't see it. I was going to say, what's the point spread going to be for the championship game if it's UConn and Purdue? UConn's going to be favored again by like 7.5, 8.5 type thing.
I was going to say 7.5, 8. Yeah, good call by you.
Mark Sears could not miss it for Alabama against Clemson in the Elite Eight. He was just all over. Just could not miss a three. The UConn defense, though, 30.6%. Three-point defense.
UConn or Clemson. This is a big difference. Like,
Clemson was in that game till Sears went bananas, too. That's another thing. Like,
you know what Bama's problem is? Their only big player really is Nelson, the white dude. He's kind of the tallest, biggest. He's gonna have to battle with Klingon and Caravan. That's the thing with UConn. No one even talks about the UConn throw 2 7-footers at you, right? Like they've got. Coming off this and that, like, they got big dudes, man. Like, they can. Yeah. I like the over in the game as well. Okay, Cam, what do you got for us for the Valero Texas Open for people joining us now?
don't want to sound like a sad guy. I've had the leader in every tournament going into the back nine. Babano, I saw your email. We were on some of the same guys. Nothing like a seven-way tie for the lead when you can't hedge. But here's what we're going to do. Hideki Matsuyama, this guy's getting prepped for the Masters. I don't care. He loves this tournament 25-1. Alex Noren is one of the hottest players in the world right now. He's a top 10 machine. 35-1 is good enough for me. Billy Horschel, a Georgia Bulldog, another guy. He wants to get to Augusta. He's ready to rock, and he's been fantastic recently at 38-1. Ash K. Batea, that was my guy. When I saw him leading after 10 holes, I got really excited. I'm like, ooh, I could win like $6,000. Next hole, bunker, shanks it. There goes that bet. Just like another Sunday in golf, 70-1. Two bombs. Moops. Our moops for Ryan Moore, who has a great track record at the Texas Open. Tons of top five finishes. I'm a little bit worried about his length. And Gabe, I told you about the new crazy guy on tour, Alejandro Toasty. He's toasty. He's hot. He wants to snap clubs. He was ready to throw down with Tony Finau last week, and he's on fire. Top 40s, this is the way you make money in golf tournaments. Only one guy's win. We're going to go with Højgaard, plus 140. He will love this course, and I think he's a very, very underrated golfer. Nasty Nate Lashley's been close to winning. I'm going to take him at plus 190 for a top 40. He's there, page one or two every week. And not Novak Djokovic, but Andrew Novak. I follow golf. This guy makes cuts and makes money all the time. A lot of T20s, but I'll be safer, Gabe, with a top 40 bet. I feel very good about the picks this week. I also like Aberg or whatever, but his number's not really good, but he'll play really well this week, the kid from Texas Tech.
I like your picks. I'm going to ride him. I like the Aberg, whatever the hell he's calling himself now, Ludwig pick. Hideki just seems like common sense, actually, here. Mm-hmm. Corey, you know, I'm attracted to Corey Connors this week. I think Lucas Glover's a good top 20 play, actually. You're getting big number. Gabe.
Yeah. You'll play well here. And I got two more top
20, too. He's 80-1 to win a tournament, so plus 20 would be good. But the last guy, Cam, I was going to say, no one brought up, Max Homa this week. I got my Max Homa.
Interesting. I didn't look at Homa.
What do you got? Matchups? What are you going to say? What else you got?
No. I was just going to say we forgot the top 20s, guys. Corey Connors has won this tournament twice. It's his only two wins on tour. Plus 180 for a top 20. And Rye and Ginger, R-A-I, Aaron Rye. He almost won last week. He's playing great golf. Plus 250? This guy could win the tournament. I'm going to sprinkle on him as well. We can't bet everybody. But, Gabe, those are great prices for top 20s with Connors and Rye.
Next week, we've got the Masters. We'll definitely dive in extensively. We'll do a Masters special. Babano, I want to get your take on, I don't know if you've got any golf picks, Babano, but before that, I want to get your take. The NIT final is tomorrow. So Indiana State are laying 3 points. The total is 159. Man, how do you bet the under in any of these games? The NIT is just great for overs, if you like overs. Yep. They're just track meets these games. We talked about it when the tournament starts. Coaches are like, have fun. Let's go out there and do it. And, yeah, they're going to win this game. But both these teams both push the tempo a lot. Very fascinating matchup here with the Sycamores, 3-point favorite. So I like the over at 159. I like both these teams and what they've done, but I'm going to jump on. They're not at home, but they're in their home state. The game's at the Butler Fieldhouse here. Hard to get in front of Indiana State here. They just keep on finding a way. Seton Hall are on a roll, though. Who do you like, Babano?
Yeah, I like Seton Hall a little bit. I don't love that the location favors Indiana State, but I like Seton Hall getting plus 3. I think they're the better defensive team as well, and that might show up in a championship game. I do lean over as well. I do have some golf picks, actually. I'll throw them out quick. Tom Kim, 60-1. Horschel, 45-1. You mentioned Aberg, 16-1. Keith Mitchell, 85-1. A couple of bombs here. K.H. Lee, 150-1. And believe it or not, Charlie Hoffman, 200-1. He loves TPC San Antonio, says my golf guy. He's done very well here in the past. 200-1 on the old vet, Charlie Hoffman.
Waste management's finest, Charlie Hoffman.
And what's the numbers for the Masters right now? Let me get a quick check here. As we are now just a week away. Next week's going to be Masters week. People are going to be all fired up, no doubt for that, including the raging redhead, Cam Stewart. All right, so I see. I don't care about your LIV, whatever, Golf Miami here.
I hate to say this, Morenci. Know who might actually show up at the Masters if he doesn't look at a scoreboard? Your guy, Schauffele.
Are you betting golf from behind stuff? Are you betting the LIV?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, word of the three-minute warning right now. Great stuff. Ohtani finally goes deep this evening. Cashes the ticket at +310. And our boy George Kurtz jumped off the bandwagon tonight. Come on, Kurtz.
No, the best is George is the guy who makes overtime in every playoff hockey game, and it doesn't win for like four or five games, and he's like, I'm done. Next game, overtime. I love Kurtz.
Do we have a live look of Kurtz there? We just saw Kurtz. Here's a live look of Kurtz after the Ohtani home run.
That's Kurtz.
Can't believe he's like, Hey, Babano, is George Kurtz bald, yes or no? When you look at this man, would you say is he a bald man or does he have hair?
Yes.
He's bald?
Bald or hair? Like, what?
Bald.
I think he's got
he
hair.
He doesn't consider himself bald. He took offense. Like, he was like, I'm not bald.
It's close. It's close.
Like, yeah, you're bald, bro.
He's right under. He's a pickup.
Come on, yeah. Yeah.
He's a pickum. He's still got a
My
little bit of lettuce.
My bare foot has more hair
blonde.
Than that, quite honestly. Yeah.
Not everybody can have a thick, like, gel lid like you and Carrie Fraser, Babano. Look at Babano's.
That's right.
Honest Babano?
It's rock solid. Looks like a puck would bounce off your head.
Yeah. You know what it is, Lizzie, too, about Babano? Like, mine looks like a vampire. He's got a straight forehead. Like, no widow's peak or no. Like, it's just like, it's like perfect. You're right. You can put a ruler to that thing.
So, give me Indiana State tomorrow night on the money line. Could be close. And give me over 159. It's my best bet. There you go.
Yeah, it's a tough game, Gabe. I want to take Seton Hall, but I like the over as well.
I got to say, before we wrap this up, happy birthday, Cam. It's been 8 years doing Wednesday nights with Gabe, and then you joined the party. 2016 was the first time I started doing Wednesday night segments with Gabe. Can't believe it's been 8 years, but it's been a fun ride. Happy birthday, Cam. Many more.
Thank you. Darsh stirred up the pot, but yeah, it's today now. Or are we past midnight? Yeah, April 4th. So now it is my birthday.
Oh, it's last night today. All right, so.
Yeah. 49. Birthday. That's close. I thought it was 50. I'm like, Hill got 365 before I hit the Silver Club in Vegas. Then I can't wait to get those discounts.
Gabe was on SBR when he started. I started doing Wednesday nights with Gabe. That's how long ago it was.
Wow.
Great stuff, Babano. Happy birthday, Cam. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.